Hello. I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for news media outlets, including print, radio, and internet blog or television station?
No.
Okay. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we are calling you on your cell phone, so we'll make this as quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm stationary.
You. I'm sorry?
I'm stationary. I'm in a safe place.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
I am.
Thank you. Just to be sure, we're representing everybody. May I ask your race?
African American.
Thank you very much. What is your age?
61.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the upcoming 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. And please raise your level or motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you. And what is the reason you rated your motivation to vote at 10, extremely motivated?
Well, my father went to jail and all to try to make sure we had our rights to vote. My great-grandmother and all, so we were part of the civil rights movement for voting.
Thank you. I'm typing your answer one moment.
So it's personal.
Understand. Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Not satisfied.
So, dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
I'll just say satisfied. I'm not very dissatisfied, but I'm not extremely.
Understand. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as President of the United States?
I approve.
Okay. And is that strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. And thinking about how the economy is going, specifically for you and your family, would you say your wages or salary is just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you can really get ahead?
Falling behind with the cost of living.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of different policies, issues, and concerns some people say are most important to them when considering who to vote for in the upcoming elections for Congress and President. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important a voting issue it is for you. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. The first one is, investing in the childcare industry and keeping childcare centers open and more affordable for working parents.
5.
Okay. investing in our nation's infrastructure by replacing lead services pipes, providing clean water, high-speed internet across every part of the country, and repairing and replacing all bridges and roadways.
Five.
Okay. Making college more affordable and canceling student debt.
10.
Thank you. Stopping the coercion and whitewashing of the history of racism and slavery in public schools.
I'm sorry, will you repeat that one?
Of course. Stopping the coercion and whitewashing of the history of racism and slavery in public schools.
You said stop the hazing?
Censorship and whitewashing.
Oh, stop it. That's what you're saying?
Yes. Stopping the censorship and whitewashing of the history of racism and slavery in public schools.
Oh, 10.
Thank you. Strengthening border security to stop illegal immigrants from crossing.
5.
Passing common sense gun reforms that help to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them.
10.
Okay. Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
10.
Thank you. And thinking more broadly about the upcoming elections, what do you think the elections should be most about? You may choose two. The first one says, improving K through 12 public schools and making college more affordable. Tackling inflation and improving the economy. Bringing in the new leadership and making change with the first woman of color president. Stopping or hand fought for rights and freedoms for being rolled back. Stopping reproductive rights and women's equality for being rolled back, combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism, protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms.
Protecting and serving our democracy and freedom.
Okay, only that one, or remember that you can choose two.
Oh, I can pick up more than one.
Yes, two, maximum.
Okay. Oh, boy, you read so many and I forgot.
Do you want me to read it again?
Yes, and I'll tell you when you get to it.
Sure. Okay. Improving K through 12 public schools and making college more affordable. Tackling inflation and improving the economy. Bringing in a new leadership and making change with the first woman of color president, stopping our hard-fought for rights and freedoms for being rolled back, stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back, combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism.
Oh, okay. The one on the economy and inflation.
Okay, tackling inflation and improving the economy, correct?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or had never heard of a person or organization, please say so. The first one is Donald Trump.
Oh, boy. That's a cold. What is that, 0?
Between 0 and 100.
0. Is that means very cold?
Yes.
Yeah. Come on.
Okay. Hakeem Jeffries?
Who?
Hakeem Jeffries?
Oh, 50.
Okay. Kamala Harris?
100.
Thank you. Cornel West?
Who?
Cornel West?
50.
Okay. J.D. Benz?
50.
Barack Obama?
100.
Thank you. Democrats in Congress?
0 to 100 about Democrats in Congress?
Yes.
100.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, Independent Jill Stein, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. And generally speaking, if the election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Democratic.
Thank you. As may you have heard, President Biden has decided not to run for president in 2024 and has endorsed his Vice President Kamala Harris to be the Democratic Party candidate for president. Next, we'd like to ask whether you agree or disagree with a few statements that others have made about Kamala Harris becoming the Democratic Party's candidate for president. For each, please tell me whether you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement. The first one says, I think a black woman president is more likely to understand the struggles of working people.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. The next one says, I'm worried that Kamala Harris will be the victim of racist attacks against her because she is a black woman.
Disagree.
Somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to read you some issues and concerns others have mentioned as important, needs to be addressed in their community. For each, please tell me who you think would be better at handling these issues, Donald Trump or Kamala Harris. The first one says, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms.
You say the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedom?
Yes.
I think Kamala Harris would be better at...
Much better
said,
or...
Much better at...
Okay.
I'm trying to get an understanding of what she would be better at. Working with that situation?
Yes, these are the statements that other people have mentioned. And the question is, who do you think would be better at handling these issues? The first one is the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms.
Kamala Harris.
Much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
Okay, thank you. The next one says, we'll fight for people like you.
Kamala Harris.
Much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
Thank you. The next one, gender inequality and fighting the threats to policies that address it.
Kamala Harris, much better.
Thank you. Securing our borders.
Kamala Harris, much better.
Thank you. Next, I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to turn out and vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that is a very convincing reason to vote, a 5 means it's a somewhat convincing reason, and zero means it is not at all convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential elections. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one says, some politicians in Washington are trying to weaken our social safety net and have made it clear they are willing to reduce benefits for Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, while also raising the retirement age for future retirees. Some have even suggested forcing Social Security recipients back to work to get them off of, quote, entitlement programs, ignoring that we spend a lifetime earning and paying for those benefits. It's important that we vote for leaders who will protect our retirement security.
Very important. 10.
Thank you. We can use our vote to improve K through 12 education in our communities and grow opportunities for our young people. With our vote, we can demand more equitable education funding so that the quality of a public school isn't dependent on its zip code. We can demand higher teacher pay so that we can get the best teachers, more up-to-date technology, and better after-school activities. With the power of our vote, we can improve educational outcomes for our children.
10, important to vote.
Thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their mind. It's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you now. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 24. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you. I'm going to read you a list of sites or apps. For each, please tell me whether you have used them in the past 2 days. Have you used Twitter in the past 2 days?
No.
Have you used TikTok in the past 2 days?
No.
Have you used Facebook in the past 2 days?
Yes.
Have you used Instagram in the past 2 days?
No.
Have you used YouTube in the past 2 days?
Yes.
Thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Graduate. I attended graduate school.
Thank
college.
You.
Graduate. I don't know.
Read you the categories, and just stop me when we get your category, okay? One to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor degree, postgraduate, master's, MBA, law, PhD, MD, etc.
College graduate, bachelor degree.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Widowed.
Okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Rural.
Rural? Okay. Aside from weddings and funerals, on average, how often would you say you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Every week.
Every week, okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Okay.
I say somewhat liberal.
Somewhat liberal, okay. Mm-hmm. Which one of the following best describes your work situation? Employees, retired or disabled, unemployed, student, homemaker?
retire.
Okay. Thank you very much. This concludes our service for today. I appreciate your time and enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.